Welcome, JesusJournal.tv. He is alive. We're talking about nine reasons why Jesus came to earth, why he left heaven, why he left his heavenly abode with the Father. Number seven is to give the abundant life. This is a favorite scripture of many Christians. Why wouldn't it be? Because it's a good one. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came to give life, that they may have life and have it abundantly." So before Jesus came, people did have life and there's things to enjoy, but they always had to be on guard. We still have to be on guard because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life where the thief can't reach, where the moth can't take, and where the rust can't, you know, destroy. That he came to give life and life abundantly. He just didn't come to give eternal life. A lot of people think that he just came to give eternal life, so we can't really have a life until we're dead in heaven. People are looking for that day. We all need to be looking for that day. We need to be longing to be with the Lord Jesus. But Jesus came to give life now and to have and have a life abundant now. If our life doesn't show how much joy the Lord that we have, if our life doesn't show of having light and having it being different from where we used to be or how the world lives their life, then how anybody going to know that there is a Savior that came to give us life and have a life abundantly? So this is not a scripture just about making us rich and giving us every desire of our heart. You know, because a lot of those desires are not of God anyway, and some of those desires that Satan has hacked, and you know, and we need to get things right first, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give us desires of our heart. But I've come to give life that they may have abundantly, not just eternal life. In fact, we get eternal, we're living in eternity now. And so nobody ceases to exist when they die from this life. They either go to eternal death, eternal hell, or they go to eternal life to be with Christ. But we have eternal life now. It says, "I've come that they may have life and have it abundantly now." So we can, you know, take of that abundant life. We can take that eternal life with him right now. We can have days that we do have heaven on earth. We're not going to have it every day because we still have to deal with Satan. We still have to deal with the fallen world. But we should have joy. We got to, you know, show that we have, you know, we've grabbed hold of eternal life and not eternal death, that we're looking forward to a better life, but even we're looking forward to a better life, we can still enjoy the time that we're here and right now because we have the creator of life inside us. So Jesus came to give the abundant life, not to promise abundant life one day in eternity, but to give us abundant life now. So even in our mess, even in our pain, and even in our suffering, we can still have that abundant life and have that joy, knowing that the completion is coming. The completion is not going to happen in this life, but we can enjoy. There's a lot of Christians that are not enjoying this life, and I'm certainly not judging you because I can have difficulty with joy. When I start looking at all the things, I like to, you know, fix things. I like to make things perfect. And so to see all the destruction can get me down. But I need to see that, it's, you know, greater is he that is in me than is in this world. That we need to take that abundant life, that we need to take withdrawals, I guess, from eternity and enjoy the presence of Jesus now. Before we receive the fullness of him. But he came to give life, not just eternal life, but he came to give life right here, right now, and to do so abundantly, that we have more to share. You know, it's one thing to have your life, but it's another thing to have your cup over full, that you're able to go out and encourage one another, not only their brethren, but also bring light, an abundance of light to the world, so they may see their need for Christ and receive part of that in life. So Jesus came, number seven of nine reasons, he came to give an abundant life.